Thank you for taking part in this very important research. My name is Yvette Chavez. I am a CI student. As a class project, I and my classmates are collecting the oral histories of those in Ventura County who are affected by the current economic recession. By signing the consent form that I have provided you with earlier, you have agreed to participate in this research and or you have agreed the audio recording of this interview to be archived at the CI Broome Library. I would like to assure you that whenever you feel uncomfortable with this interview, you can take a break or you can decide to withdraw your participation in this interview. So first, I'm going to start with a few basic questions. So just tell me about yourself. Where were you born? When did you move to Ventura County? And what do you do right now?
Well, I'm an 18-year-old female. I'm originally from Inglewood, California, which is basically near LAX for those who don't know. I just graduated last year. I came here to CI because it was one of my best option schools here. Since I'm from LA, from Inglewood, I decided to move all the way out here, like, during August, where I also participated in a summer program.
Was it always your childhood dream to go to college?
Not really. I didn't pay much attention about college. I went to a private school. They said a few things about college here and there, but not really. They just told you to go. High school is your main thing, main goal. In high school, college is everything. I didn't really pay attention until I started being serious in junior year. That's when I started to look at colleges.
What made you start getting interested in college?
Well, my parents always ask me, or people always ask me, like, what I want to do in life. I would just say, oh, what a doctor, whatever, an ME. Didn't really pay into much of it until I took a class in high school at CC Prep where that made me actually want to join colleges and stuff.
So where is your family now? And do you have any siblings or what's your family situation like?
My family is still back at home in Inglewood. I don't have any family out here. I have no siblings, so I'm basically here alone.
How do you think being a single child has affected your life?
It was pretty difficult because you had your parents there, but they were always working. You didn't really have anybody there to support you, but not to support you like on special, on personal goals or just being there for an ear and not judging you and not being so religious sometimes.
So how can you describe your experience in private school versus being in public school? How are they different?
Private school was interesting, but not in a fun way. Private school was really strict. You had to grow up with the same people you did every year, grade after grade. You really never met new people. You think everybody else is in the same concept as you are. Until I went to public school. Public school was totally different. It was a drastic change for me, which was really hard, even though it was a good thing. Because I got to meet new people, I got to feel new experiences, see new experiences. And it just opened my eyes way more instead of like private school.
What caused you to make the switch over to public school?
The main reason was money-wise. I know like when I was in grade school and middle school, the tuition was pretty high. It was like $3,000 a year. And then if I were to go to high school, it was around $10,000 a year total. It was like practically paying for like college.
Do you think that the area you live in and the area your school is in affected your education?
Yeah. I think it did because like I'm originally from Inglewood, but I went to high school in Lawndale, which is two totally different environments. Where in Inglewood High and Morningside, it was a bad rap. Kids didn't really want to. There was always like police cars there, trouble causing over there. Well, in Lawndale, it was more of a chill environment. Like, I could actually like think about school. It wasn't as bad as other schools.
So how has your college experience been so far, and what has been the most surprising part of college for you?
So far, my college experience has been super great, aside from all the stress and work that I have. Like, meeting new people that you wouldn't think you'll find, like, you get to be yourself more, I should say. While in home, you're always stuck at home. Your parents really let you do stuff and things. When I moved out here by myself, I was my own person. I get to go home whatever I want, but still be responsible for it.
Have there been any difficult or painful experiences that have come with going to college?
Few experiences, yeah. I lost a lot of friends, but gained new ones. So it was pretty difficult leaving my family behind, not seeing my baby girl, my boyfriend, my parents sometimes, even though they're a pain in the butt. But it's painful, but for a good purpose.
So what is your housing situation right now? Where do you live? How do you afford living in this housing?
Right now, my situation is pretty complicated. It used to be a house where it was just pure CI students, but some complications made it so where most of my roommates left and I was stuck in the house with the owners. And it's pretty been it's been difficult since that rent is pretty high. I just rent a room, but it should be lower. But I have nothing to do about it since I have no other ways to, like, I can't move to school because the rent is too high, and I can't move by myself. The rent is also too high. So it's pretty difficult, especially finding roommates.
Do you have a job right now?
No. Right now, I really don't have a job. Maybe because probably I have a lack of transportation, a lack of experience in the job. My mom right now is supporting me, so I try not to have her support me so much. So hopefully next semester, when I live closer near, more inland to the city of Oxnard, I can have more opportunities getting a job.
So you said that it was hard to pay tuition when you were going to a private school. So how is the college tuition affecting your financial life?
Well, back then when my mom was paying my private school tuition, we were more secure in our money. So even though it's kind of difficult paying tuition every year, we were more secure. And then my break from private school to public school kind of helped with tuition for college this year. But it's still pretty hard. I have to budget my money to see what I will eat for the day or next day. Sometimes I have one meal a day or two meals or three meals, hopefully, a day. And it's pretty tough.
So what are your plans for next semester of school?
My plans is to move out of the living situation I am, to more affordable price. Try to find a place where it's more near school. Hopefully find a job where it's reasonable for me, and like where I can gain more experience in the job field, and to try to take lesser classes than I am now.
Do you consider the situation you're in a hardship, or is it something that you can deal with? Is it something that's difficult for you?
For the most part, it is difficult. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It's been really hard trying to keep up, like, have a smile on my face all the day, all the time. But I know it's for the good part, and it's gonna be worth it at the end. That's what keeps me going all the time, and having support behind my back, even though they're not here with me.
So. Is there somebody or something that you blame for this?
I would want to say yes, but this was my decision to come out here. It was my decision to come out here to apply to schools outside of my comfort zone. So I would say most of it would be on mine, but there are some things that would be like, if it wasn't for this person or for this thing, it would be a little bit more easier, but it's what I have to deal with. And yeah.
Who has helped you throughout this college process and helped you emotionally cope with everything?
Emotionally? I would like to say my parents, but they make everything a little bit more complicated, even though they are making this possible for me. Emotionally, it would be friends, mainly, that help me go through this. Because they are going through the same thing also, and there's people who I met here who have gone through the same thing before, so.
What made you choose Channel Islands as the college that you wanted to come to?
At first, since in high school I didn't really pay attention to college in the beginning, my grades weren't as good, but I recuperated during my junior and senior year. I was looking at different colleges. I was first thinking of Humboldt just because it was away from home and it was near nature. But then I started thinking, like, why not someplace where it's smaller, the class ratios are much more small and more convenient for me, since I'm used to having small classes in elementary, middle school, and high school. And I didn't really hear much about Channel Island, so it made me curious of how the school is. And then when I came here, I just fell in love with it.
Is it difficult going to school, knowing that you don't drive a car, you have to rely sometimes on other people? Like, the financial part of it, you also have to rely on other people. How does that make you feel?
Sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, it makes me feel useless most of the time. Like, not having a car or a license, having to rely on my parents. But, yeah, it just makes me feel useless most of the time, so I'm like, I just have school and that's it. I want to do something, but I really can't. And then people say, man, you're a toughie, you go like 3 buses every day going through all that shit. And I'm like, sorry for my language, but it really is. But I just have to try to deal with it with school, see if I can do better at school. But it's been really hard.
So, have your views on our society, our country, or just life in general changed because of this experience?
One thing that from this experience I learned is that people tend to present themselves one way, and then in reality, their true self is totally different. And what I learned a long time ago, and it still applies to me now, that you can't really judge people by their cover. You never know what's going to happen. And if you just don't open your mind and open your heart, you find new experiences, new people, which helped me a lot cope with this change. Because I usually, here at school, I play pool table pool, and that's where I met a lot of people. And then with, moving out here, it just...
So is there something that you want others to take away from your experiences? What would you advise other people in this same situation?
I say don't give up, even though that's the most cliche thing you would say, but it's true.
what you think it's really hard now, it's not going to be, it's going to be passed soon. When I teach kids in my church, they think high school is the pinnacle of their life, where I tell them, no, it's not. Like, thinking here, I'm in a hardship, like how the high school kids think they're in a hardship. Everything's going to, with time, it's going to improve. It's going to pass. And if you just go through with it and try to have a positive attitude, I'm not saying you're not going to have a positive attitude all the time, but at least try. It will make your life a lot better, and you'll get through it much more easier.
Do you think the government is giving enough attention to education? Do you think they should be helping out more? Do you think it'd be easier if they helped you out financially?
If it will, yeah, it would be one, a load out of my parents and me if the government were to help more. We're considered, when I filed out for financial aid, we're considered too rich to get free money. But in reality, we just barely make it to paying the house, barely make it paying it loans. Like, we are middle class, but we are like the middle class that's barely making it. And it's like, it's not fair. Because we are struggling so hard to get to school, have an education, while like the government is just not helping us out, thinking that, oh, you're fine, you're okay, you don't need any help.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, just had to give her a
So, what would you like the government to know?
Like, even though some people are not middle class, sorry, if even though some people are middle class, they're not as good as well as you may think. So I consider me and my family are middle class because we try to put food on the table. We try to make it, to pay the house, to pay all the car, my tuition. It's really difficult. So it's not, because really the person who has the job in my family right now is my mom. She's taking care of me. She's taking care of everything for me. My dad's in the picture also, but not as much as my mom. And it's really hard for her. It's basically she's a single mom.
So, what life lessons can you say that you've learned through all of this?
That be grateful for what you have. And like the people who are there through thick and thin, because they will be always there for you. Even though they're not family, they are there for you. The true people who are there for you will always be there, even if you're not the special one. And you will get through it, through hardships with time, and it will just make you that much stronger.
So do you think it'll be easier in the future for you?
I say, yeah. As furthermore in college, I'll probably become more independent, able to stand on my own 2 feet, though I probably won't be able to drive because, personally, I don't think I'm enjoy driving. But most definitely in the future, it'll get better. As time goes by and then I get used to this routine of college and different happenings, it'll be a bit more easier.
So what do you want to accomplish by the time you finish college? But not just educationally, in all aspects of your life, where do you want to be?
I want to be more at the point where I don't have to rely on my parents and I don't have to come home every single weekend. Where I can be my own person, I can come when I go on vacations and not have guilt whether I can go home or not. That I can provide for myself, being at my own apartment or with a roommate, and basically just being independent and being confident in who I am and what I do.
Okay, that's all of the questions I have. So is there anything else that you would like to add that you haven't said already?
I don't believe so. I think that's all I've said. I think everything.
Okay, thank you for agreeing to letting me interview you, and I wish you luck with everything, and I hope everything goes well for you, and that's it.